This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga from the Mayor's Office. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you today?
Very well, very well. And I've got to boost your audio here, so give me 1 second. There we go. All right. You know, the weather isn't quite where we want it to be yet, but summer is staring us right in the face. And I know that in Gloucester, particularly, there's a lot of good stuff going on. So why don't we start there? And I guess before we do that, you can give us a little update on what's going on in the city.
Sure. So we can sort of go back in time. Sunday was graduation at Gloucester High School, and it was a great day. You're talking about the weather. It was looking like it was going to lead up to a rainy graduation, but luckily the rain held off, and it was a sunny day, but not too hot. Perfect weather for graduation out in the field at Knoll Stadium. And it was about 179 students that graduated, 176 actually. And I was impressed with looking at the program. They had the little symbols of what students achieved, National Honor Society, cum laude, summa cum laude, and all that stuff. And it's a big chunk of them received at least one of them, and many of them received multiple recognition. So we've got an excellent comprehensive high school, and I'm really proud of what those kids accomplished this year.
You know, being a former teacher over at the high school, sometimes I get a little rankled when I see these letters to the editor in the Times that are blanket statements on how bad Gloucester High School is. But I think you just said that it's a comprehensive high school, and I can vouch for the fact that if you want something, you want a good education, it's there. And so I appreciate that, and congratulations to all those kids. Now, we mentioned in our pregame warm-up here something about Green Street Park, so maybe you can update us on that.
Sure. So we've spoken about this many times, but part of the arrangement for the, I guess it was sort of like a multi-team trade that, like happens in MLB, but when they built the new school, there were a couple other things that had to happen. One was the relocation of a softball field over to Green Street from what was Meadows Field at Webster Street, where the old vet school was, and then also the creation of open space over at the former side of the East Gloucester School, and we can circle back to that one. But the field has been ready. It's been in use by some of the youth softball leagues, and one of the holdups was the lights, but the lights have been working at least with a manual setting, and the coaches or the people in charge of the teams have access to do it manually. But we should be, I believe, if it hasn't happened already, it will be the next few days. It'll be done remotely, I believe, through a cell phone. So it's a beautiful park, great softball field with lights, dugouts, the whole nine yards, a nice walking track around the whole park. The basketball court was resurfaced, new playground equipment, and we have it set up with plumbing for a future lavatory. So if people haven't seen it, they should take a peek, stop by and take a look at it. When you're driving into Market Basket, that's what you're looking at on the right side before you reach the loading dock area of Market Basket. And it's looking terrific. And I do East Gloucester School, that site, the building has now been raised, as in with a Z, and it's been graded or in the process of grading it. We'll be able to fence off that construction area, so the current playground area will be in use in the for the balance of the summer until we get the project underway. We're seeking some community preservation funds to help fund the full project, which is going to be a few million dollars. The money that had been borrowed pre-COVID was long gone by the time I was in my first few months in office. So we're looking at this exciting opportunity to use the CPC funds to get the project started and finished, hopefully by this time next year.
All right, you mentioned lights, and speaking of lights, just a quick question out of left field. I know I think I read on social media and other outlets that the two new schools, the lights couldn't be turned off at night. Is that true? Is that a problem?
It was true, and it was a problem. So there was an issue. We actually were just discussing this yesterday about the new library will have controls, because that's basically the term. There's control systems. It's not just a bunch of light switches like we used to have. It's all fed into a master system. And you recall at the high school after the project had the motion sensor, so you went in the room and the lights went on, or if the kids were really still, the lights would go off. So modern buildings have these control systems, and apparently the one at West Parish was never working correctly. Close to being an abutter to the West Parish School, when I was not in office, I called the former school committee chair a few times about it. Says, why are these lights on all night? And the answer I got at the time was, well, they're low-energy lights, you know, LEDs, which they are, and it's for security. But then fast forward, when I get into office and people are now questioning me, I found out it was more than that. It was this control system. But that has been repaired, and now there are obviously some lights that are left on all night for security. But now if you're walking through the building, it'll trigger to go on as you pass through those mm-hmm. areas. The same thing happened over at the new vet school. That was also quickly repaired. The good thing is that one was still under warranty, whereas the West Gloucester School was built in 2016. So, but the bottom line is it's finally back the way it's supposed to be.
Excellent. You know the cliche, technology is great when it works. So that's great.
It works.
All right. Okay. And, you know, keeping on a kind of a positive bent here, some activities coming up in Gloucester very, very soon, huge activities for both the locals and visitors.
Yeah. So the first one up is the Bunker Hill reenactment. So, and it's actually on the front page of today's Gloucester Times, which I believe is just an electronic paper today. But yesterday at the high school, several of the history classes stopped down to the auditorium to see some of the reenactors in full costume, and they were explaining, giving a little history about the Battle of Bunker Hill, and they all were representing actual people who fought at the Battle of Bunker Hill or were involved. And there were some great questions from the students. Yeah, I joined them for one of the sessions. And yeah, so it's going to be pretty cool. So the actual event will be taking place on June 21st, Saturday, and Sunday, June 22nd. It's about 1,000, you heard me right, 1,000 reenactors will be taking part in this. It'll be at Stage 4 Park. Because of the down in Charlestown, Bunker Hill has been basically built up, that they just cannot serve as the backdrop for the reenactment. So we're the substitute, and according to the organizers I spoke with, they were really pleased with this location. They had a couple others that didn't work out, but they said that was good because this one seems to be the best one. It's going to be a component of by sea. Some of our Gloucester schooners are going to stand in for Royal Navy vessels as the Brits come ashore, and then they're going to be two encampments, one for the British, one for the colonists, and basically reenacted battles. And it's really something. Spoiler alert: the colonists lost the Battle of Bunker Hill, but it was what triggered the people getting behind the effort. And there were a lot of Gloucester people who were involved at the time, some who survived and some who didn't. So it's a great thing to have put Gloucester on the map, even though we have a different name of what we are for this event, but it's a truly historic moment of a historic moment. So I hope people check it out. We're anticipating, I've heard, northward of 10,000 visitors to this event.
Mm.
So it's going to be filling up all of the lodgings. It's going to bring a lot of business to our restaurants and retail stores. So, but there will be a very well organized parking and shuttle situation, so people should not feel like it's going to be pandemonium. I think it's going to be organized chaos, and there'll be plenty of signage along 128 leading people to some of those satellite parking locations so they don't bother coming into town and getting stuck.
All right, and there's a transformation going on at St. Peter's Square that happens just about this time every year.
Yes, it's been, what are we on now? I'm looking at my button here at my office from last St. Peter's Fiesta. It's 97th, so the 98th Fiesta is coming up. I am proud that my grandmother, Jenny Verger, was involved in the early days of organizing the what became the Fiesta back in the 20s. So it's really an important cultural event, and now it's just, you know, it was basically the Sicilians that were involved back then, but today everybody's Sicilian I guess this is our version of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. You know, everybody's Irish for a day. Well, at least here, people are going to be everybody's Sicilian for almost a week. So, again, I would urge people who are listening from outside of Gloucester, come on down and check it out. It's it is something to see. If you've never seen the Greasy Pole, well, first thing you should do after you listen to this interview is go to YouTube and Google Gloucester Greasy Pole, and you're in for a quite a sight.
Oh, yeah.
It's even better to see it live.
All right. And finally, Mr. Mayor, let's wrap this up with a quick comment on the budget.
Yes, so our budget, $147 million budget, is up for public hearing, public hearing tonight. The City Council is holding it. I believe it takes place 6:30. It starts. So this is people's opportunity to come in and speak if they feel, you know, there's something missing or, you know, something needs to be funded better or worse or however they want to do it. This is their chance to speak up. I should point out that the school committee, we had our public hearing, I don't know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Ours was a 54, as people know, as mayor, I'm automatically on the school committee. So our budget was $54 million. We had one person speak, come for the public hearing to speak. So I'm not saying there's a problem with that. I like to think that's because people feel comfortable with where the budget is. But this is your opportunity, your final opportunity to address the City Council with your thoughts, your concerns about the budget, or even if you want to just come and say you think it's a great budget. You know, we had a lot of difficult choices to make this year. We have limited revenue opportunities. You know, we have, with Proposition 2.5, we're limited to how much we can increase our tax levy to fund everything in the city, from filling potholes to paying salaries to, you know, keeping the lights on at the schools. So this is a very fair budget. The school department budget has a 5.32% increase. I had asked the city managers to keep their budget to level funded. So for the most part, the city budgets, the department budgets were hovering around 0% increase over last year, some a little less, some a little more. But we managed in this budget to not have any loss in staff on the city or school side. We're actually able to, through creative movement of the funds, add a few important positions that we've been in need of. Most importantly, a economic development coordinator, one that's going to be in our community development department, something that's very important, but there's been a vacancy there for over a year. So there's a great chance for growth and, you know, trying to keep the city moving forward in a positive direction, and I think this budget keeps us on track. But the one caveat I'll put in, which I said at the school committee budget discussions and to the city council, is, you know, we are one federal executive order away from chaos. So as of today, the budget is in good shape. We're still not sure where things are going to land in terms of, you know, community development block grants from the federal government or funding through what was the Department of Education. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that cooler heads will prevail and that funding will continue to us and to our neighbors and the surrounding cities and towns, because without federal funding or even a slight cut in federal funding, it's going to be very difficult for communities to fill that hole from what we've already got to work with.
All right. From the mayor's office, that's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.